Male anatomy and sexual responses. Men instinctively protect their genitals, especially at night when navigating dark rooms with potential obstacles. Even when half asleep, this self-protection is a natural reflex. Unlike women, men have external genitals, with the head of the penis being very sensitive. Uncircumcised men have a foreskin that retracts when they become aroused, exposing the glands. The testicles also react during arousal by moving closer to the body. Men often worry about the size and firmness of their erections, despite most women believing they focus too much on this. If a man feels insecure about this, it can be a chance to talk openly about each other's sexual concerns. For instance, reminding him that size doesn't matter for your pleasure can help him relax. Below the penis are the perineum and anus, which are well protected due to their location. However, because of social taboos, the anus is often seen as very private, even though it has many sensitive nerve endings. Interestingly, just a couple of inches inside the anus is the male G-spot, which can lead to great pleasure when stimulated. Male sexual anxiety. Men often feel protective about their pelvic area due to the many nerve endings there. Their sexual arousal can also be a sensitive topic. Some men have anxieties that date back to their teenage years, especially when they face embarrassing erections at inconvenient times. These worries about sex are made worse by the common belief that sex is only about the penis and penetration, often shown in porn. Unfortunately, porn can lead to unhealthy masturbation habits. Instead of enjoying the buildup of fantasy, many men jump straight to quick releases, which can condition them for rapid ejaculation and lead to difficulties later. Another issue is Viagra, a popular drug for erectile dysfunction, which has raised unrealistic expectations about how men should perform sexually. This has created a market for drugs that capitalize on men's fears about their erections, ironically increasing the anxieties that cause erectile dysfunction in the first place. This benefits pharmaceutical companies but harms sexual experiences. Pressure doesn't help penises perform better, so a more balanced view of sex is needed, one that considers both psychological factors and the overall relationship. Stages of relationships and keeping desire alive. All relationships generally go through three stages: lust, romantic love, and attachment. The first two stages are driven by chemicals in our bodies, like dopamine and norepinephrine, which boost arousal. The attachment stage is also influenced by chemicals but focuses more on comfort between partners. While this progression is normal, the sex in the attachment phase can become routine, leading to issues like boredom, breakups, or infidelity. The key question is, how can couples keep the spark alive as they enter this stage? The answer lies in maintaining desire. Desire is crucial for satisfying sex. In a survey, many men reported that their best sex was with their long-term partner, but it usually occurred at the start of the relationship. This wasn't due to special techniques but rather the intense desire they felt for their partner, making it hot and wild. To revive that desire, avoid predictability. Men who describe their best experiences often used words like spontaneous, new, exciting, and dangerous. This aligns with research by Helen Fisher, who explains that our brains produce more dopamine during infatuation. This suggests that sexual boredom is a leading cause of a dull sex life. To overcome this boredom, couples should introduce novelty, surprise, and mystery to reignite those early feelings of desire. Sexual fantasies for better intimacy. Most people have sexual fantasies at some point, but many feel ashamed of them and try to hide these thoughts. This is a shame because research shows that a healthy imagination about sex can be beneficial. It's completely normal to fantasize during intimate moments, even if your thoughts involve someone other than your partner. An active fantasy life can help bring excitement back into a routine sex life, acting as a key to ignite desire and arousal. Encouraging a rich fantasy life is important for couples. Studies in neuroscience suggest that fantasizing can relax the body and calm anxieties, leading to more satisfying sexual experiences. One great way to include fantasy in your sex life is by making it part of foreplay, which should start before you're even in the bedroom. Expanding the idea of foreplay beyond just physical touch helps to break the notion that intercourse is the only goal. Try to think of foreplay as a time to explore each other's fantasies to build excitement. You can even act out or stimulate each other's dreams to enhance desire. Some fantasies might involve exhibitionism, like being playful in the backseat of a taxi or doing a little striptease in a store dressing room. Restore emotional connection in relationships. When men express feelings of sexual boredom, they often point to a lack of emotional connection in their relationship. Don't lose hope, it's possible to revive that intimacy. Start by hugging each other at least 3 times a day. Make it a habit to hug in the morning, when you reunite after work, and before bed. These should be genuine hugs that last long enough to feel a warm connection. Another way to strengthen your bond is by maintaining eye contact during sex. This is why the missionary position is popular. It allows partners to see each other's faces and stay emotionally connected. Additionally, slowing down a man's arousal can enhance the experience. Many men are used to quick orgasms, so taking your time can be beneficial. Focus on teasing and building excitement without directly stimulating the genitals. Techniques like massages, gentle kisses on the neck or body, and playful touches can help create relaxation and arousal. Remember, relaxation is crucial for arousal. When someone is stressed, their body reacts by sending blood away from the genitals, making it hard to maintain an erection. However, relaxation helps the opposite happen. Many massage therapists have stories about men experiencing spontaneous erections just from being deeply relaxed. Different types of orgasm for men. Men can experience various types of orgasms. A local orgasm is focused just on the penis, while a global orgasm involves sensations throughout the entire body. To achieve a more intense experience, it's important to explore beyond just penile stimulation. First, get him fully naked. This allows him to feel more sensations and makes him psychologically open to pleasure. Next, consider tying him up. When restrained, he may enjoy the feeling of letting go of control and allowing his partner to take charge, turning his body into a space for exploration. Blindfolding can also help him focus on overall sensations instead of just local ones. It adds elements of surprise and anticipation. Additionally, a full body massage can enhance feelings of security and emotional connection, thanks to a hormone called vasopressin. When moving towards direct genital stimulation, keep the global sensations alive by going slowly and teasing. Use your hands, mouth, or vulva in a mix that works best, but make sure to keep it gentle and non-rhythmic. A great way to create a global sensation is to stimulate both the upper and lower body at the same time, which activates more nerve endings and increases erotic anticipation before focusing on the penis. Male masturbation. It's reasonable to think that a man knows how to pleasure himself. So, what happens during male masturbation? The first stage is filling, where blood flows to the penis through gentle, non-rhythmic touches. Next comes rhythmic stroking, which speeds up and intensifies until reaching the plateau phase. After this, he enters the stage of ejaculatory inevitability, where he cannot turn back. During orgasm, as semen is released, he usually tightens his grip to enhance the feeling. As his partner, your goal should be to help him enjoy each stage. This requires you to pay attention to his reactions and know when to adjust your touch. Essentially, you need to learn when to apply pressure, be gentle, and relax. In the filling stage, when he's getting hard, start with gentle touches all over the genital area. Gradually apply more pressure with your fingertips as you hold the shaft, experimenting with different grips. Focus on the frenulum, the sensitive area just below the head of the penis. Build sexual tension for a strong orgasm. To help a man experience a powerful orgasm, you need to create and increase sexual tension in his body. This involves keeping him in a state of heightened excitement for as long as possible. Start by using your hands to establish a steady rhythm, alternating between long, firm strokes and shorter ones focused on the sensitive area under the head of the penis. This technique can be called grasp and clasp. Next, you can use your mouth by creating a seal over the tip while keeping a firm hold on the shaft. You can move your head up and down, lick the sensitive area, and take in as much as you're comfortable with. When you feel it's time for intercourse, maintain control over the rhythm instead of letting him take charge. Treat his penis like a toy, guiding the movements and angles. You can reassure him that he can climax, but only after you do. As he gets close to climaxing, bring him back to the edge a few times to build tension. If he can't tell you he's about to come, you can notice when his body is very tense. That's the cue to slow things down. When you decide it's time for him to finish, speed things up while keeping the stimulation going. It's also important to maintain an emotional connection throughout the experience. Key points. 1. Men instinctively protect their genitals, especially in vulnerable situations or when half asleep. 2. Sexual anxieties in men, often linked to unrealistic expectations, can be improved by open discussions. 3. Desire is essential in relationships, and couples can keep it alive by introducing novelty and spontaneity. 4. Sexual fantasies are normal and can improve intimacy and excitement in a relationship. 5. Emotional connection can be strengthened by small gestures like frequent hugs and eye contact during sex. 6. Slowing down arousal and focusing on relaxation can lead to better sexual experiences for men. 7. Different types of orgasms, including full-body ones, can be achieved by exploring beyond penile stimulation.